A brief overview of the history of television. Television was not invented overnight by a single person. The work of many people over a number of decades contributed to its evolution. In the early days, two distinct schools of thought in technology influenced different researchers and the course of their investigation. The first one was based on the technology of Paul Nipkow's rotating discs that supported a mechanical television system, and the second one on an electronic television system that used a cathode ray tube developed independently by two inventors, Campbell Swinton and Rosing. Paul Nipkow, 1860 to 1940, who invented the Nipkow disc in 1884, was the first person to discover the scanning principle that allowed small portions of an image to be analyzed and transmitted. However, it is unclear whether Nipkow actually built a working prototype of his television system. Electronic television is based on the development of the cathode ray tube, which can still be found in modern television sets. Philo Farnsworth, 1906 to 1971, was the first inventor to transmit a television image, a dollar sign, using the dissector tube, which is the basis of all current electronic televisions. The American engineer started experimenting with electricity when he was 12, when he built an electric motor and produced an electric washing machine. He was still in high school when he conceived of his ideas for television. A lot of people wrongly believe that color television is a recent idea. In actual fact, the earliest proposal for color television was patented in 1904, while in 1925, Zworykin filed his proposal for an all-electronic color television system. Commercial broadcasting, however, started in the early 50s, a quarter of a century later. John Baird, 1888 to 1946, is a researcher who is best remembered for inventing a mechanical television system based on Nipkow's scanning disc idea. Actually, his work included a number of technological milestones in the history of television. He created the first televised pictures of objects in motion, 1924, the first televised human face, 1925, color television, 1928, stereoscopic television, and television by infrared light that were presented and demonstrated before the 1930s. Vladimir Zworykin, 1889 to 1982, the inventor of iconoscope, a transmission device, as well as the kinescope, i.e., the cathode ray tube, in 1929, was one of the first to demonstrate a television system with all the features of modern television, otherwise called the tube. Most people in Britain that use the word tube to refer to television fail to make the connection between the television set and the cathode ray tube. Nor do people stop and think about the meaning of the word television, which refers to the transmission of images over a distance. In 1929, Zworykin became the director of electronic research at Radio Corporation of America, RCA, and was later promoted to vice president in 1947. Zworykin invented many devices, including the scintillation counter, a device for measuring radioactivity. He held more than 80 patents and received numerous awards for his work. Lewis W. Parker patented the intercarrier sound system in 1948, which is now used in all television receivers in the world. Without it, televisions would probably have been too costly for most people. The plasma display monitor was invented in July 1964 by Professors Bitzer and Slotow, and their graduate student, Robert Wilson. However, successful plasma television became feasible later, after the development of digital and other technologies. A factor that delayed the commercial development of plasma display was connected with LCD, or liquid crystal displays, which made flat-screen television possible. This minimized one of the advantages of plasma television in terms of a flat screen with an improved image. So it has taken a lot longer for plasma display to become more widely acceptable and accessible. Until recently, a plasma television screen was regarded to some extent as a symbol of affluence or status along with other possessions. Now, a new development is affecting communication and media further, namely that of web or internet television. When internet access is available, along with adequate hardware, more and more viewers appear to be switching over to their laptops or desktops to watch films and other programs. Television sets are connected, allowing access to digital channels. The key word seems to be access. It is quick access and options that determine the popularity and, consequently, the commercial success of a medium. Television has so far been fairly well established. It remains to be seen how digital technology will affect its evolution in the future.